Hello, Amber.
Hello, Ishmael.
So, what is our topic today?
Big day is Minecraft.
So, tell me, Andrew, what do you like about Minecraft?
About Minecraft in general or the
Both.
update? Well, I think it's a good thing.
What was your like favorite part about the new update? Actually, I agree. Like there's also like new monsters. Like when I was playing, like I was like trying to swim and I saw like a sea monster. I was like, what is that? Like what is that attacking me?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't played Minecraft in a while, and so getting used to this new update is it's a bit weird.
Yeah, I wonder if like they made like a book like about the new version of it. They didn't. They should do that.
Did a book about it?
Yeah, like a long time ago, like there was like four books about like, tips how to survive and everything.
Do they still continue it, or
Don't know. Like it's been a long time since I concentrated on Minecraft.
it has been a while.
Yeah. But the fun thing about the update is like let's see. I think what's new? Yeah, the animals are amazing and you know that guy with the llama, right? It's great for something good, I guess.
You need the emerald star, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, can find emeralds.
Does he always?
No, we found him in the cave, I think, last time.
Weird.
Yeah, honestly, like, villagers are hard to find. Like, I was so jealous when you found villagers.
I didn't find villagers there. I found an abandoned place.
So, Andrew, for how long you been playing Minecraft?
It's hard to say what year I started.
Yeah, Minecraft is like so popular now. Like, probably like they want to do something big, like a comeback.
Oh, yeah, they are doing a comeback though. With some of the creators like PewDiePie,
Yeah. They also probably added like more foods and items and a lot of stuff. The honey? Oh, there's honey?
The
Oh, I wonder how you could craft that then.
But you need like certain stuff too.
Yeah, that's true.
For
For
Minecraft,
Minecraft, like, I like how they just like updated things to make it more like realistic. Like, you know what I mean? But the thing is, like, the beasts are huge.
huge.
Yeah, like last time I was like getting wood, I was like, whoa, what is that? Is that a
And then I
and then I
just
just like
started
started
crafting
crafting
it,
it.
right? And then
And
it
then
just
it just
popped
popped
up
out. It was like a
really
bee. Like a lot of bees appeared, like, oh, that's a beehive.
I didn't know how to get honey, but the first time I saw a bee, I was like, okay, do I have to destroy the bee, or do I have to destroy the honey office?
I think you had to destroy like the beehive of it so that way they could come out and spread. Because that's what I Yeah. So how what are you gonna do? Like what's your next move in Minecraft?
May explore more, find another cave that leads to multi-caves.
Me and Jeffrey found like a multi-cave, but it's so complicated because like I feel like we were going in circles and stuff.
It is hard.
Yeah, like I feel like you need like sign, like a signal, like which way to go back.
Yeah, then like everybody chooses a sign, but it gets difficult. Like if you leave too many torches around.
Yeah, like that's why I don't like putting that many torches as much. But I have to because you know how caves are, they're so dark and you can't see anything.
The difficult part about this update was the diamonds.
Oh yeah, the diamonds. It was difficult hard to find them, but luckily, like we found them. Me and Jeffrey found them.
Yeah, I tried to make the original thing where you go down to level 12 and just dig through those of it.
No, I think. Did that help? Last time.
That helped a lot. But this time, like, I went down to level 11. I broke through and found another cave around there, which I found a diamond.
Oh.
So I think this time is where, like, you find caves, you can find diamonds. But it's supposed to be in the
lower level. Yeah, like we found our diamonds like around 12 or 11. And we also found like mines. We found like a chest and then we got like two diamonds, I think. Man, but Minecraft, I feel like it made it more difficult to find diamonds.
Yeah,
like today I was in Minecraft in the morning, like I wanted to go to the cave, but I was like, probably I might get then. How am I going to get out?
Yeah, I tried to look up tutorials for it, but it was showing more of PC tutorials.
Oh, PC tutorials. I feel like people mostly have PC because they give you information on that.
Yeah.
Or probably it was mostly a PC game originally.
Yeah, I think so.
Man, but I'm just hoping like once we find like all the diamonds we need, I hope we get to the Nether World and the Ender Dragon.
Yeah, but we still have to get them in.
Oh, yeah, huh? Well, I won't.
The diamonds will help you. They will help you get the enchantment.
So we can recount our weapon. Oh, yeah. I was trying to do that too. I was thinking about it, but I forgot like, how to do it. Like, it's been a long time I play Minecraft, and like, it's like, how do I say this? Like, it's for like, what to do now.
Yeah, but some of it is simpler though.
Yeah, that's true. Man, to be honest, like, when you find a vigilor's house, like, I mostly just want to stay in the village and protect it.
Yeah. To stay there, but I have most of my stuff back.
Yeah, I found your where you live. I was like, I found Andrew. Like, I can finally kill him.
Did you find my original home, like underneath?
No, I didn't find the underneath, but I found like where's your chickens and the bonfire and stuff. Actually, what they added about the bonfire is an excellent idea, but I wonder what you could do with it. That's my question.
I didn't really know.
Yeah, it seems fun. But I think it's a faster way to cook food, probably.
There are different types of furnaces.
Yeah, they are now. Now, and like, there's a lot of things we need to explore. Probably search up too.
Yeah. I try to explore the caves and then try to build a big home.
I think having a cave in your home is an excellent idea because I found one of the old books and it says like building a home in the cave is a great idea, so that way like you could mine and everything.
Oh yeah, because that's how I have my own mining stuff down there.
Yeah, but sometimes when you mine and go to the cave, I hate it when you like there's a dead and everything, and then you have to keep digging. That was like a waste, like a lot of pickaxes. Yeah, mostly what I realized lately is that wooden pickaxe and stone pickaxe, like, hardly don't last long anymore.
I had to get like a few back and forth.
Yeah, like, well, last time me and Jeffrey, like, we're gonna go mine. I brought backup, like, backup wood, backup sticks, and backup cobblestone and a crafting table just in case.
Built one like right in the hall, one near the mid of the staircase leading down, and then one in the actual mining hall.
Man, we seriously need to keep exploring that cave because I feel like there's still more. Yeah, but I need to probably remove like a lot of torches too. And like to be honest, like man, yesterday we found like a lot of jackpot. We found like 3 packs of 64 gold, no, not golden, iron. And like a lot of coal and redstone still, like 64 of them. Like I was surprised and shocked. And also like my storage was f like full and everything.
Still trying to build a stand for the armor.
Oh yeah, that seems like an excellent idea. Honestly, like I wanna now hunt horses just in case.
Didn't have anything proper for the horses, and
Yeah.
I found this mini horse, so I don't know if you can tame it.
No, I don't think you can, but I feel like you could tame it by like feeding and stuff.
Does it like it?
I think it likes
Sorry.
carrots.
Sensitive
Then to be
to
alive, you know they like carrots too.
it.
Yeah, but now since I've been playing more, I really can't find horses anymore.
Exploring around, I've been rarely finding horses.
Yeah, it's all weird. You know what they did? Like, you cannot make saddles anymore, I think. Yeah, like, I searched it up how to make a saddle and I put all the materials in and it doesn't show up. I mean, now we had to, like, find, like, a way to find a saddle. And you also need a saddle for horses.
I think it's satisfying to do stuff in survival
Yeah.
because you're doing it out of your own proper will.
Yeah. But mostly, like, when you're playing creative with the boys, you just, like, explode, like, a lot of stuff. Like, when you build a house and you just explode it for no absolute reason.
We went in the other update of it, the other thing, we went and played it a lot.
Yeah, we mostly, like, put the setting infinity, like, there's nothing or anything. I played with Jeffrey on mobile and some others. Yeah, it was really fun, and we were messing around and stuff.
I mean, one of these days we'll go back and create it.
Yeah, one of these days, and this first stuff. I
Now, I'm just exploring survival.
think for me, I could change it to creative now because I saw a setting that says creative. Also, wait, I could like be creative for myself. That's like good, but I don't like the idea of it either.
Really like how you log in now.
Oh yeah, I don't. You had to like for the PlayStation 4, you had to log in
Through your
your PlayStation to change skins. Like, yeah.
There's some good stuff and some bad stuff
Yeah.
about the update.
Like,
I feel
I
like
feel like they should change that, in my opinion.
so
So
that
that way, like, people could change skins whatever they want
to deal
and
with
be with whoever they want without, like, signing in the PlayStation Network and, you know, like, keep paying the PSN and stuff.
Yeah, I kept asking a lot about the PSN.
Yeah, like it's not it's weird because like once I had a PlayStation Network and my PlayStation 3, I mostly played online and stuff. They let me. I didn't need a PSN, but I don't like how they need
They
they
added
added
PSN
PSN and
connected with
connected with the
the
PlayStation Network.
I
Yeah.
guess
I guess
it's
for them to get more money and stuff.
All right.
All right.
Well, this has been our podcast, episode 1, at the
Yes.
topic Minecraft.